It is Friday. Yes, it is. July 11th, 2014. Time again for Afternoons with Amos, the talk show of record of our African-American community. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here on the program today. Drew, guess who's here today? Black media is here today. The black press is here today. Before there was black radio. Before there was TV One. Before there was BET. Before there was black radio. There were black newspapers going back to the before even the founding of this country. When freed black men or slaves that freed themselves figured out how to read and figured out how to operate a printing press, there has been the black press speaking truth to power. In the House today, we have the Black Press of Indianapolis. We have folks from the Indianapolis Recorder and Indiana Minority Business Magazine. The Indianapolis Recorder is the second oldest African-American newspaper, not in Indiana, not in the Midwest. Drew, second oldest in these United States of America. Hello. So that got Drew's attention. That got him excited. They are in the House. And we're going to do two things today. One, give them an opportunity to tell you what is going on at the Recorder, how it works, how they do what they do, as well as Indiana Minority Business Magazine, what that is all about, what that does. And then also, you got questions for them. That's fine. They'll also comment on this has been a very, very busy news week with a lot of things. Obviously, the homegoing service of Officer Perry Wren is still going on at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, which means the procession has not started. So if you live on the east side of the city and you're worried about whether you're going to get trapped in when the procession starts, and you need to go somewhere out of the area, the procession is going to go up Delaware, up Fall Creek to 30th Street, 30th Street over to the police station in Washington Park, and then eventually up to 38th Street, then all the way back down 38th Street to Graceland, and then down Graceland into Crown Hill. So if you need to get anywhere out of that area, get in the car now and get to where you need to go. We're monitoring the television coverage. We will let you know, A, when the funeral service ends. We will let you know when the procession begins. And depending on which TV station's helicopter is following the procession, we'll try to give you a sense of where the procession is. So right now, if you need to head out in that east side area bounded by 30th Street, Sherman Drive, 38th Street, and you need to get out of that area and run do errands or go to work, I would start now because of the way this funeral is going. I would say that procession is not going to start any earlier than 1:30, could be as late as 2 o'clock. And in that kind of procession, you have to assume that hundreds of vehicles, police vehicles from literally all across our country, will be in that procession towards Crown Hill, and that is going to be a long procession. And quite properly tying up those in the procession route. So you know what you need to do. If you are along the procession route, you are welcome to come out and pay your respects. And as we go along, we will let you know, we will try to let you know where that procession is so that you can come out along Delaware, Fall Creek, 30th Street, the roads interior to Washington Park past the police station. The North District Police Station, and they may be using Sherman to get to 38th Street and then back down 38th Street, into Crown Hill. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. In the house from the Black Press is Jessica Key. She's one of the hardworking journalists at the Indianapolis Recorder. She's been trying to interview the mayor. She has been trying to interview. It's like, where's Waldo? She got a better chance now of interviewing the newest Cleveland Cavalier, LeBron James. If you haven't heard, LeBron done gone back to Cleveland. Oh, Lord. Then the mayor, but we're going to work on that. Victoria Davis is also here in Ebony Chappelle, and in a bit we will hear from Shannon Williams, president and general manager of the Indianapolis Recorder. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Let me first go to Indiana Minority Business Magazine. There may be people that aren't familiar with that publication. It's been around for a while. It's been now expanded, I understand, to St. Louis. Mm-hmm. What's the magazine all about?
The magazine is a magazine that is dedicated to all minorities across the entire state of Indiana. We are a quarterly publication, and we're available for free in several locations all across the state.
Mm-hmm.
We cover anything having to do with business. Our last issue was called Firing on All Cylinders. We talked about the auto industry in Indiana.
Wait a minute. There are minorities in the auto industry?
Tons.
Really?
Yes, okay. There are. Okay. There are. That was our last issue. The issue that we have coming out very, very soon is titled Buying the Farm, and we're talking all about the death and mortuary science industry in the state of Indiana.
That there's not that many of us left in mortuary science?
There aren't, but we are still around, and we are still working very hard to serve the community.
How does one get the publication? Is this a free publication?
It is.
Okay. How do people get it?
We are available at Kroger locations all across the state. We are available at several churches all across the state, and it's also available through subscription. So if they would log on to IndianaMinorityBusinessMagazine.com, they can also subscribe and have it shipped directly to them.
Now, Jessica Key, you're in the newsroom.
I am.
Of the Indianapolis Recorder. Is one of the misperceptions the community have, they think that there are hundreds of journalists in the newsroom of the Indianapolis Recorder, and that you guys have the manpower and the woman power to do all kind of stories and investigative reports and find all the crookedness that's around here?
That certainly is a huge misperception. Our staff has been small for quite a while. We get it done, but it's a handful of people getting that tall task done.
This is a weekly newspaper,
yes.
And there may be people that don't understand how the paper is put together. So how does, in a course of a week, how is the paper put together? What days? What happens on a Friday, on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? You know, y'all have a little printing press down in the basement and you crank it out, you know. Because people, when we visited the television stations, it was an opportunity for them to explain how they work, how y'all work.
Well, technically, our week, you can say, starts on Thursday. That's kind of the day where we begin starting on stories or interviewing people, same day with Friday. Monday, we're finishing up on interviews. Tuesday is our first deadline day. We print our round town section that day. We also get our health section and our business section done. And then Wednesday is the final day where we go to press. Our press is in Greenwood. We don't have a press there at the Recorder.
Wait a minute. They don't give you no trouble printing the black newspaper down in Greenwood.
No. No.
Okay. Because it used to be printed where, like in Columbus, Indiana, or Franklin, Indiana?
I believe so.
Okay.
But we switched and our printers.
And the printer's cool?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They don't look at something and say, we're not going to print that black stuff here. They cool?
No.
Okay. And then Thursday is when it goes out to places?
Yes. We post some things online so Recorder readers can go to IndianapolisRecorder.com to get the news. If they want to get the news first, they can go there. And then our subscribers and people who want to pick up the paper on the stands, they can do so Friday.
When people come to, you know, call you guys up or send you a note and say, you know, you need to investigate this. I know for a fact such and such and such and such. How do you deal with that? What determines whether that's something you really use the small number of staff that you have to look into something?
It depends on what it is. We get a lot of calls from people who believe they've been discriminated against, people who oftentimes have been wronged.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a lot of digging for us. We also ask that they go to an attorney or they go to other proper channels before we get involved.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have documentation. We have to invest the manpower in checking their story out.
Mm-hmm.
But if it comes up that someone has been wrong or there's a good story there, we will go with it.
How many journalists are on the staff?
Writers.
Yeah, writers.
Two.
Yes.
You
do all this big newspaper, 2 to 3 sections with two people?
Yes, we do. We have some help. We have a freelancer, Ebony Chappelle. She does a lot of our marketing, but she does write as well. So we have her. And this summer we have interns, but we have two full-time journalists on the staff.
So now the interns, these are young people, African-American and other races who want to be journalists?
Yes.
Okay, and they're helping out?
Yes.
Are they any good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Victoria Davis is here, so now we've heard, what is your responsibility at the recorder?
I am with Jessica as a staff writer, and so me and her get together and plan out the different stories that we're going to write about for the week that is coming up. And so, yeah, like she said, it's kind of like a two-man show in the newsroom.
239-1310. Does that make it difficult? Does that make it stressful when the community is waiting for Thursday and Friday to try to, you know, read news that they can't find anyplace else? Do you all feel the burden of that? Do you feel the burden of the second oldest newspaper of its type in the country?
I think that a lot of times we try to plan our stories out in advance, mm-hmm. so that we know that we're a weekly publication. Right. And so we make sure that when we publish something that it's timely, and so it does make sense when it comes out and that people can still relate to it.
Is the printed paper becoming more like a magazine in the sense that it may not be breaking news, but it may be on a news or hard news topic that the community needs to know about?
I would say, yeah. Mm-hmm. There is definitely some like hard hitting stories that we talk about. There's also like some social issues that we talk about as well that are going on in our community. So it really just depends.
239-1310. 239-1310. This is your opportunity to learn about your newspaper, the Indianapolis Recorder, as well as you're in business, thinking about being in business, your opportunity to learn more about Indiana Minority Business Magazine. 239-1310. Let me go to Kendria. Hi there.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I just really had a quick question because I wanted to understand what's the criteria for press pitching to black media. So you have an event coming on or coming up and you have a press release and you really want to get it to the black media. What is the criteria for black media to grab on to the event and actually run it as part of the publication that week?
Uh-huh. So Kendria wants to know, says, okay, she's got an event or maybe thinking of an event. How far in advance before the event do they need to get it to you? You're a weekly newspaper. Is it something where you need to get it? If you're doing it on the first of the month, should you get it like on the first of the previous month?
Kendria, thank you so much for calling in. This is something that I do at least a few times a week when people call in with various events, have to explain to them the best way to get this accomplished. I would say for events, we need to know at least 4 weeks in advance, at least 4 weeks in advance. Press releases are extremely important. When it comes to us, like Victoria and Jessica have mentioned in the past, we plan our content well in advance. We have to schedule interviews. With us being the weekly, there is a lot of work that goes into it. Press releases are extremely important. It helps us decipher whether or not the story needs to be told and which direction needs to be told in. So having press releases, any information that you can give us about the event, the more information, the better, because that helps us plan. A great place to send all of those things to is newsroom@indyrecorder.com. That is our newsroom's email address, and that's where you should send things.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. 239-1310. Let me go to Mayhem. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi. Fine.
Any story to just get a print?
Mayhem, whatever phone you're using, you need to turn the volume up on that.
Okay, can you hear me now?
That's a little better. Thank you.
Yeah, is it any stories that they're scared to print?
Are there any stories you're scared to print?
And I got another question before I get off the phone.
Okay.
Have you heard the story, the demise of this city in Broad River because of young black youth? That's what I've been hearing today. Have you heard that? Can I take my answer off there?
Wait a minute. Say it again because the phone was breaking up a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know, have they heard the story of the city, the demise of this city and the demise of Broad Ripple is because of black youth and black men. Have you heard of that?
Well, no, if they're ignorant people that want to say ignorant things like that, it's a free country that allows ignorant people to show their ignorance.
But you got black people saying this.
Well, like I said, this is a free country where ignorance can perpetuate. Anyway, 239-1310. 239-1310. In terms of a couple things, a situation in Broad Ripple where no one seems to have come forward with any information about that shooting on last Friday night, Saturday morning, the people who were wounded, all African American between the ages of 23 and 28. Do we need to look at a community, and is this something maybe down the road, and maybe the recorder has already reported on this, the whole concept of the of people in the community not wanting to provide information about crime?
This is certainly a topic that we have addressed in the past, the whole
no snitching.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, our community, we have a history that isn't the best with our law enforcement. People don't want to get involved. But at the same time, if we want our community to get better, if we want things to get better, if we want the crime to decrease, we have to stand up and talk about it.
Indeed. We just had a news meeting the other day. We were talking about, you know, the extreme amount of violence that's happening in the city and the fact that every news outlet is reporting it. We have reported on it as well, but with us being a weekly and with us being the only, you know, source for the type of news that it is we provide in the city, we have to be responsible with our platform, and we have to make sure that it makes sense for who it is that we're talking to. So we can report on violence all day, every day, just like anybody else. But we have to remember what our roots are, and that is to prepare a conscious community. So even if we're talking about it, if it's not raising the consciousness of the community, if it's not in some way providing a solution or something like that, then, you know, why are we reporting it in the same way that everyone else is?
This is Picture Radio. So people won't see till we put this interview on our website who is in the studio with me, what you all look like. This is a over 100-year-old institution, but the people in this room, the folks that are running this institution, are the younger generation. And I think a lot of people in the community don't realize that. They're always talking about where are the younger leaders of this community. Well, I'm sitting in front of them, because is it fair to say, Jessica, Victoria, and Ebony, that what drives the recorder, the men and women, are mostly the younger generation, the generations younger than I am and many of the people listening right now?
I would say so. Also, just journalism as a whole has changed. A lot of things have gone online, and people have just changed how what they want to know within the news and how they get the news. So I think our president, Shannon Williams, has been strategic in making sure that we capture the young audience. We have young people on our staff to do that, but also make sure that we are reporting the things that that makes the recorder what the recorder has always been.
239-1310. Back to the phones, and Ramona. Hi there. Ramona?
Hello, Amos.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, I had to go and turn the radio down.
Okay.
And I was running.
I understand. What's up?
Oh, yeah, what I wanted to ask the guests there today is, do they plan to ever bring the obituaries back? And the reason I'm asking this is because, you know, people sometimes joke about, you know, when you're getting old, that you know, the first thing you do when you go to the newspaper is to look up the obituaries. You know, you want to see if any of your classmates passed away or whatever, people you haven't seen for years and years. And I kind of miss that. I know it sounds morbid, but I do miss reading the obituaries. So I just wanted to know, do they plan to ever bring them back?
All right. That's a great question. That's an example of some newspapers keep them, some newspapers change that. The reason?
I don't think we've ever stopped doing it. I think we should remind our recorder readers and your listeners that we're a resource. We're located on 2901 Tacoma Avenue. We're open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if people have obituaries, or if they want to place an ad, if they want to hire a photographer for their birthday party or an event, we're always there.
So for someone to put an obituary in the recorder, that family has to make that decision. It's not an automatic thing that's fed in from the funeral directors.
Correct.
So see, tell your all your family and friends, that the people that you know, you want them to include the recorder in that. I appreciate that. That's a great question. I appreciate that. Thank you. 239-1310. Let me go back to the phones. And Don, hi there.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, I used to subscribe to the recorder, but the recorder has gotten so religious driven that it really takes a lot out of what the black community really needs. I mean, there are enough churches to support their own positions, but I mean, I think that's something that they need to look at as a younger generation to try to decrease some of the religion piece of that and to increase some of the other things that are going on in our community. Another comment I wanted to make was, what's more powerful than what people say is what people think. These two incidents that happened in Broad Ripple and the one that happened with the officer, I mean, a lot of white people aren't really saying anything because they're going to be politically correct. But the most powerful thing is what they think. A lot of times, if you think something, just because you don't say it, is what you really think. And that really is what's going to be, I'm concerned about the black community. And I wish the recorder would go and maybe interview the white community to find out how they really feel. So I don't see a lot of white interaction in the recorder. It's always just black, and I know it's for our community, but we need to be inclusive too with that community, especially if we're trying to make this a diverse community. I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
And Don, they were furiously scribbling down there, because that does sound like something that down the road with planning, that's intriguing.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Don, thank you so much for calling.
I don't even think Jet Magazine ever did anything like that.
Yeah, to address the two things that you called about, the Recorder as well as the Indiana Minority Business Magazine are celebrating two huge anniversaries next year. The magazine will be 10 years and the paper will be 120 years old. We need the community to give us their feedback about the things that they want to see, the things that, they don't want to see anymore. So I definitely appreciate your comments. As we're going into 2015, there is a lot of restructuring that is happening, strategic planning and different things of that nature. So we definitely need the community to give us their feedback.
239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is back to the phones. And Rev. Hi, Rev.
Yes, regarding the few callers who spoke about the recorder perhaps not being afraid to report on some news items, a few years ago I called into the Amos show. I was downtown and I saw a half a dozen police cars arresting young black males at the bus stop there at Ohio and Meridian. Went home on the bus. 2 or 3 hours later, went back downtown, and the squad cars were still there, still arresting black males. The next day I called into the Amos show. Amos called the police. They faxed over the police reports, and this is all on your archives. I looked in the paper. I don't think anybody reported this. The Star, the TV, the radio, the recorder. I looked at the next issue of the recorder, and they sent a reporter to the bus stop and were asking people, well, what do you think if the police arrest people here at the bus stop? And the answer was, well, if they did something wrong, if the police are respectful. So this wasn't reporting. So this is an example of the recorder and all the news outlets not reporting on a major issue. Nobody was shot and killed. I guess that's why it wasn't reported, except for the Amos show. Over now. Thank you.
How would you respond to that? Is some of it also that the gentleman called here and told about a problem, but at the same time, you have a smaller staff. If you don't know about the problem at the time, it's hard to report on it.
That certainly is true. I also know in years past, the recorder featured a little too much crime, a little too much blood and guts. And I know when Bill Mays, when he purchased the recorder and they made some changes, the staff made the choice to feature more uplifting articles, more positive articles. And while we try to stay abreast of what's happening in the community, we try to put our stories like that in its proper place.
Mm-hmm.
And, for example, where one entity might report on what specifically happened, the recorder, we're different. We would take that same thing and say, okay, is the black community being unfairly treated by the police? We would turn that same thing into an issue-related article and address the issue there.
239-1310 Afternoon's name is The Recorder is here. The Indiana Minority Business Magazine is here. Your opportunity to find out from them. You got questions? How they operate? This is how you learn. This is how you grow. And they want to hear from you. They got so many pads in here writing stuff down to take notes from you. 239-1310 Oh, and this is the second day of the 44th Summer Celebration of Indiana Black Expo. And the expo activities today are, they don't have any activities today, Drew. Tomorrow, they got some activities over here. Tomorrow, they have the IBE Film Festival over at the Indianapolis Museum of Art. That is tomorrow and Sunday. The business thing starts on Monday. The annual Indiana Black Expo Business Conference. It starts with the mayor's breakfast on Monday morning down at the convention center. And then things really get underway next Thursday. And then the exhibit halls open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll be broadcasting live on Thursday from in front of the health fair, in front of Exhibit Hall D. And we'll be broadcasting live a week from today from the AM 1310 booth in the center of Exhibit Hall E. It's Afternoons with Amos after these. And speaking of events and activities this weekend, tomorrow night is Indy United. That is a candlelight prayer vigil, 9 o'clock on Monument Circle downtown. Congressman Andre Carson, Mayor Greg Ballard, the police chief, public safety director will speak. There are clergy that include Pastor David Hampton of Light of the World, Minister Michael Sahir of Nirala Islamic Center, and other clergy will be a part of that. That is on Monument Circle, the south side of Monument Circle, brought to you by all of the radio stations of the Indianapolis community. And then on Sunday afternoon from 3 to 6, out in Washington Park, the city of Indianapolis and the Universe Soul Circus will have that circus parade. In kind of a, like a Your Life Matters, bringing, some positiveness to the neighborhood. The parade starts, around 3 o'clock from the Brightwood Community Center at 25th Street. So then we'll go west on 25th to Dearborn, all the way up to Dearborn into Washington Park. And then the circus is going to have something set up in the center of Washington Park, and it's all free. From 3 to 6 on Sunday, 239-1310. With the folks from The Recorder in the Indiana Minority Business Magazine, back to the phones, and Regina. Hi there. Regina?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. What I was calling about is I have a suggestion.
Okay.
All right. I have a nephew who just graduated college and has a degree in journalism. If they wrote an article or something about what's going on or in the youth, in their age group community, and if they bring it to the recorder, do they give them, pay them for that, or do they have anything like that?
Do you have anything like that for somebody that just got there? Where'd they get the journalism degree from?
It's ISU.
An Indiana State person. Y'all got something like that, Sister Ebony Chappelle?
Yes, we do. Right now, we offer the opportunity to blog on our website, IndianapolisRecorder.com. So what I would suggest is to have your nephew email newsroom@IndyRecorder.com. Put blogs in the subject line and tell us about himself, send in a resume and some of his writing samples. We are always looking for other writers. We're not necessarily hiring right now, but blogging is definitely the best way to get your foot in the door.
And that also gives him or her experience that they can use in terms of their job hunt.
Okay. Definitely.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let me go to Thel at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. Hi. I wanted to call because first, I am a fairly new resident. I'm a black woman, and I live in Broad Ripple. And believe it or not, there are other black people that live in Broad Ripple. It just, as I'm listening to the show, you know, over the course of time, it just looked like it's an us and them, but we're here. Mm-hmm. But my, the reason for my call, I, one of the reasons I chose, Indy when I was, you know, up for a transfer was the reporter. I was able to go online after, you know, and I have the online subscription, and I went back probably, you know, maybe 11 months and got a good feel for the city. So I, online is great. I love it. My suggestion, I have a suggestion. Because I'm new and there are people like us that transfer to the city, when there are things going on, there's no address. You know, I guess, you know, there's an assumption that everybody knows where everything is. And there are times when maybe I want to go visit something. And, oh, it's at the blah, blah, blah center. And I have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm.
So, in, you know, as you announce things, somewhere in the article, could you put an address in there?
Boy, that is that is deep, because I don't think, broadcasters, we don't even think of that.
Nope, and, and not just, you know, black press, but even in the majority press. And I've lived in, you know, like large cities where they do it because they know probably 60% of the people are not from that area. But as you try to learn the city and get to know things, I'm going to, you know, I'll hear something and I'll go to Google, and Google doesn't even have it. You know, so, okay, can't go there. And, but I would like to, you know more about, you know, what's going on in the city. So in the future, could you put some addresses in there?
All right. Well, while I got you there, and they're making furious notes here, while I got you here, since you live in Broad Ripple and there has been this assumption by media, particularly the majority media, that, there's not black people that live in Broad Ripple.
Oh, good Lord.
What has been the mood of your neighbors this last week?
Well, you know, I chose, and let me go back. I chose Broad Ripple, one, because when I was looking for a place, they were, a lot of places were on Craigslist. But I like the area because it's diverse. It's not just white people.
Mm-hmm.
There are people from all over. And I came from San Diego, which is a city that is diverse. So that's a reason. But, you know, one of the things I guess people would be surprised about is the attitudes of people. There were a lot of Obama supporters here in Broad Ripple. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people here that are from somewhere else, just like I am. So I think there's there was a suggestion earlier, you know, that for the paper to come out to Broad Ripple and kind of get to know who the people are. But I think, and if you did that, I think you would be surprised.
You know, this might be the column I write for the Recorder next week. You may have given me an idea about looking at just the raw census data for Broad Ripple, because again, the perception that has been created in the wake of this tragedy was, A, if there were people of color walking on the street, these must be people that are coming from the outside, because that's not been the perception. That is a great idea, and I think you've given the journalists and the folks here, the Recorder and any minority, there might be minority businesses. I know there are minority businesses in the Broad Ripple area. Light bulb, you know, the room has just, the studio has just gotten bright with all the light bulbs popping off. That's a great suggestion.
And not only that, within the businesses, there are a lot of people of color that work in the businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even for the bars that are on Broad Ripple Avenue, you know, there, it's not just a white thing. It's a multicultural thing.
Hmm.
And, you know, I think if, you know, you just come out and talk to people. When I first got here, I knew nobody.
Hmm.
So I had no choice. And just going out, and you would be very surprised of the attitudes and people. I don't, and I will say also, I have not had an incident of any kind, any looks, anything. And when I came here from California, I kind of expected to because of the things that I had heard,
right.
But I've had nothing.
All right, that is first of all, we appreciate you calling, and then the recorder folks appreciate that feedback. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. 239-1310. How important is it for all of us in black media not to stay in our ivory towers and get out among the folk? Not just in the black community, but get out into these integrated areas where folks like the previous caller are.
It's extremely important. It's extremely important. If you're not doing that, it almost negates your entire purpose as a media entity. I think sometimes people forget and they think that, we work for the advertisers. We work for the shareholders. We work for, the powers that be. That's absolutely incorrect. We work for the people. So if we're not out amongst the people finding out the issues that bother them, what it is that they want to hear more about, then we've negated our purpose.
Back to the phones and April. Hi there. April? Is April there? April, we answered April's question. All right, that's a good thing. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. So now, next weekend, there's a big event downtown. And people, are listening and may think that when they go to the Indiana Black Expo Exhibit Hall, there won't be the booth or the table or whatever with the Indianapolis Recorder. Will the Indianapolis Recorder be at Indiana Black Expo?
Yes, we will.
You will?
Yes.
So anybody that thinks that you won't be there, that's not the case.
It's not the case. We will be there.
You all bought a booth.
We did.
They bought a booth.
So early bird special. Yes, huh? We bought it early.
You bought it early.
Yes, we did.
I got the early bird discount.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you all will be there. Mm-hmm. Will there be coverage next week and the week after of what's going on at Indiana Black Expo?
We have a few photographers out on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, that is the coverage that we will have on Expo.
Just photographers?
As of right now.
Now some people may be listening and think you all don't want to write about Expo. Is that the case?
That is not the case.
Or is that you didn't, because remember you all said it at the beginning that you need the information in advance. You told, the young lady that called in, that wanted to know how to get information in, Ebony, you told 4 weeks in advance.
Yes.
So that applies not just if it's a small church thing or a small grassroots thing. That applies to things like the Indianapolis 500, Indiana Black Expo, Circle City Classic, or anybody.
Yes, it does.
So if any organization waits till CP time, mm-hmm, to try to get you something, unless it is just some big emergency thing, they ain't getting in.
Yes, sir. That is exactly it. There are certain concessions that you make, when you have certain arrangements, mm-hmm, with people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't have those certain arrangements with people any longer, you do not make those concessions.
Mm-hmm. Is it also, I think going back to in advance, is that one of the frustrations, and when I was mentioning this before, Victoria was kind of nodding her head, is that one of the frustrations that people have is, I gave it to you 3 days before the event, why couldn't you put it in there?
Yeah, I think that people have an expectation of us. If they give us something 3 days before, if it's a month before, if it's 3 days before, we already have things planned out, as we said before.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have to re-go back and plan things out. And with our newsroom being very small and our company being very small, it's hard to work around those things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So the more information that organizations get to you in advance, the greater the chance of getting something in the newspaper. The magazine works a little longer lead time. Is it 4 weeks, maybe 2 months in advance for things with the magazine?
We plan out our magazine a year in advance. Yes, 2015's editorial calendar is already planned. But, if we find out about things well in advance,
mm-hmm,
a few months in advance, whenever, there is a chance that that could be covered.
Okay. So, and the only time something is done on short notice is kind of an emergency. In other words, Evan Bayh decides he's not going to run for Senate. That's a big deal. Who won an election? You don't know in advance who's going to win. Those kind of, obviously a 9/11, those kind of things.
Yes, we always leave room for breaking news.
Mm-hmm. But it's events and activities, whether it's religious oriented, fraternal oriented, civic oriented, think 4 weeks in advance, month in advance, or when you thought of the idea, call the recorder first.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key word, first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've been getting a lot of calls where people will say, oh, well, we called the other newspaper, we called this TV station, and they did something a month ago, and these are black people. So we are really encouraging the
community. Wait a minute. Black people think we went, I'm going to drop some names. We told Audrea Moorhead at Channel 13, we went over to the Indianapolis Star, and so they don't understand, your institution was here before Channel 13.
That is correct.
You were here about the same time the Indianapolis Star was around.
That is also correct.
Okay, so it's a respect thing.
Yes.
Okay, back to the phones and Brother Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Amos, how you doing?
Fine.
And to your guest, it's a recorder, tremendous information and communication vehicle for our community. Amos, I was reading the IBJ earlier this week, and they had the listing of the 25 top minority businesses in Marion County. Mm-hmm. And they ranked them by the number of employees. And I was somewhat shocked because the top number one business that was listed had 55 employees. And then it decreased down. And I was shocked at that. I thought we had businesses that had, you know, more than 100 or so. And that was troubling to me. But as it relates to the Minority Business Magazine, I know that there's a definite impact, negative impact on retail businesses. They go in and out so quick that you can hardly keep track of with the economy being the way it is. But does the recorder and Radio One, do you feel the need for having, I know that I got a notice that there's a Indianapolis African American Business Council that's holding a reception on the 16th of July this month at, from 6 to 9 at New Orleans on the Avenue. But is there not a need for a business summit so that we can look at how we can enhance not only the retail aspects but construction and others in this community?
Ah, that's a great question. Ebony Chappelle?
I agree with you. I think there is a need for that, especially when it comes to something that I like to talk about, and that's marketing and advertising. A lot of times minority businesses and businesses that are that small, like you mentioned, the business that only has 55 employees and then it just decreased from there. Sometimes people think, you know, well, I don't have the money for that. You know, we're already struggling. I'm not going to spend money to advertise and promote and different things like that. And that is not a good idea. It's not a good idea. I would suggest that people really rethink that when it comes to the Indiana Minority Business Magazine and the Indianapolis Recorder, we have a way to reach the market that is going to use your products, that's going to support your products. I think that that is something that definitely needs to continue to be talked about.
Bill, I just now pulled up that list. And I think the way they did it, the way they ranked it by employees, because if they didn't, there would be no way to rank it because a lot of the people don't want to say how much money they made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only businesses that are based in Indiana. So our company, these radio stations are excluded because we're based our headquarters are based in Maryland, which is kind of dumb. but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, Amos, I just feel that, you know, jobs are important to our community, and minority businesses have been noted to, you know, you don't have to worry about affirmative action. They do it. They preach it every day. It's not, you know, they hire. So we need to build up the minority business community, and we need to communicate and, as best we can, generate more jobs and more African American. We stress entrepreneurial activity, but you know, 55 employees is troubling to me if that's the number one employer of Africa in a minority business.
As I'm looking at this online. That 55 that you're looking at for diverse staffing, that's the percentage of their total employees. Their total employees are like 1,000. So the percentage that are minority is 55%, so that would be about 550 or more, but we don't know what percentage of that 500 some number, how many are black, how many are Latino, how many are Asian. And, this is really, I know RCR Technology, which is a legitimate black owned company, if my memory serves me right, they have 146 employees and they didn't decline to disclose how many were minority. Like I said, it's very interesting. I need to look at that list. I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you. 239-1310. Let me go to Crystal, then we'll take a break. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Amos. I just wanted to call. I am a subscriber to the Indianapolis Recorder. And I just would like to encourage your listening audience to become a subscriber. You know, there's that saying that, you know, it's worst thing to have is to be in your own and they receive you not. And I think it's one of three of the largest African-American papers. And I would just like to encourage our listening audience to support the Recorder. The information that I get is extremely helpful. The integrity of the paper and the quality is top knowledge. And so I just want to encourage the listening audience to become a subscriber and to support the paper.
I appreciate it. 239-1310. And how do you get a subscription?
Visit us at Expo. We will be taking subscriptions at Expo, or stop by, like Jessica mentioned earlier, into our office, 2901 North Tacoma Avenue.
239-1310, 239-1310, or you can send us an email at praiseindy.com, or you can send us a text message at 37890, keyword Amos, 37890, keyword Amos. When we come back, I got an email, and their question is about the Recorder archives. Because the Recorder's archives are over at IUPUI, somewhere at IUPUI, in the basement somewhere. And you can look, Drew, you can look up what the Recorder wrote in 1903. Drew, see, you never know what's happened around here in 1903. See what was happening on the Avenue. Anyways, Afternoons with Amos with the Recorder in Indiana Business Magazine after these. All right, Ebony Chapel, Victoria Davis, Jessica Key with the Indianapolis Recorder and Indiana Business Minority Business Magazine. Got an email. Amos, the Recorder archives online is almost impossible to navigate, but very useful for genealogy. Any alternatives in the future?
As of right now, no. We keep a few years there at the Recorder, the most recent years, but as of right now.
Anybody talk to the IUPUI and say, can they find, you know, they got smart people at IUPUI, they got informatics, can they make the maneuvering a little easier?
I'm sure they could.
Do I need to bring them on the show and encourage them to make it easier? Sometimes that works.
Yeah.
See, that would help, huh?
You're very persuasive.
I'm very persuasive. All right. 239-1310. It's afternoon's name is back to the phone. In this week's Recorder, Shannon Williams writes the editorial. First of all, the editorial is considered the official viewpoint of the newspaper.
It is not.
It is not. Okay.
No. It's an opinion.
It's an opinion.
Yes.
Okay. So that's Shannon's opinion.
That is her opinion.
And she talked. So what is, what, in terms of this week's paper, for those that haven't got it yet, What's on the front page? What's the big stories? Ebony, what's big? What, here we go, Victoria. What's big and hot in this week's Recorder?
Our front story is basically a story about how our President Shannon Williams, she has unlocked her lineage through using a DNA sampling.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it's through Ancestry.com, AfricanAncestry.com. And she was able to trace her lineage on her mother's side and find out which country she belongs to in Africa.
Hmm. She found out where she's from in the motherland.
Yes.
What country?
Oh, there's Cameroon for sure. And then the other one is Guyana.
And so right now she's
There's a country in Africa called Diana?
Yes.
The things we learn on this program.
Yeah, so it really just depends on where you're from. There's actually different stats. So sometimes that person cannot be from Africa. So sometimes they think that, you know, that their family is from Africa. They take the test and they might be European or from a different country.
All right. What else? What else on the front page?
I have a story about a neighborhood organization. It's called Culture Through Expressions.
Okay.
I sit in, and it's an urban farming and art history program, and it's based out of Martindale Brightwood. And I talk with their executive director. The title of the story is Beauty from Ashes. 11 years ago, his fiance and his two daughters were tragically killed in a murder-suicide in the city. And from that, he was able to rededicate his life back to children and impact the neighborhood. So it's an organization maybe a lot of people don't know about. So I go in depth with him about his story and talk about his organization and what he's currently doing.
What else is on the front page?
In this week's Recorder, I wrote a story about African-Americans having dyslexia. This is a neurological issue that not a lot of blacks really know much about. So I talk about what it is. I also share the story of a young man who's going to the fourth grade who has dyslexia. So his story is very interesting. And also I talk with his mother who is his biggest advocate. And that's one of the challenges that blacks face is black parents advocating for their children with dyslexia and getting them the help they need.
So these are three stories that if you all didn't do them in the Recorder, they wouldn't get done because the TV stations, this isn't exciting enough for them. The Star, it's not in Carmel, so they're not going to do anything. That's part of the, how is the balance? Because I think there's some in the audience that want the activism, that want the investigation, that wants to show the racism and bigotry that does exist. But then there's other stories that if you all don't tell it, they're not going to get told.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Is that the most difficult balancing act?
Yeah, I would say so. But that's just the thing. We try to balance. We make sure that we have issues in the newspaper that people do want to know about, make sure that those issues are timely. But if no one is going to talk about this man's journey from from tragedy to triumph, who else will? If no one's going to talk about the issues that black kids with dyslexia face, who else will?
239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take another break. And then this will be an opportunity for the folks with the Indianapolis Recorder and Indiana Minority Business Magazine to find out what else is on your mind. They may get some story ideas out of this.
I hope so.
So we're going to open up the lines here in a minute. Find out what's on your mind. Is there a problem we can solve? Maybe we have the Recorder help. Is there a problem we can solve? Is there an injustice that we can bring justice to? Is there some darkness we can shine a light on? Is there some mess we can clean up? And we're keeping our eye on the procession has not left downtown yet. So you still got a chance to get out of your neighborhood before the procession for Officer Wren begins, or get on the procession route and line the route as it goes down Delaware, Fall Creek, 30th, Sherman, 38th, down to Crown Hill Cemetery. It's Afternoons with Amos on a Friday.